The writer Anne Lamott famously named three types of prayers that she turns to: help me, thank you, and wow. Prayer is the second discipline in our Lenten Rule of Life journey at Calvary. The first discipline was turn, and we talked about that on Ash Wednesday. Turn, prayer. And prayer is not easy. That's why I like to remember that teaching from Anne Lamott when I can. Help me. Thank you. Wow. Because I find that when we gather and talk about our own prayer lives, we so often talk about what we're not getting right, how we're not doing it right, how inadequate we feel, how we don't pray enough, how hard it is to fit prayer into a busy day. There's no doubt that prayer is part of a full life of faith. Even people I know who are not deeply religious find times when they pray. I think that prayer is active. It's the movement between us and God. It's the weaving together of human and divine, of heaven and earth. Prayer allows us to see and forgive our own vulnerabilities and to see others as we see ourselves. It's a way to develop as humans, to change into the people that God has created us to be. Church services are full of prayer. We start most services here with the Collect for Purity, which we say together, followed by the Collect of the Day, and that prayer ties all of the themes of the morning together. This morning, I explained to our young people that while the word says collect, because we are fancy in the Episcopal Church, we say collect. We like the old English way of saying things, collect. We pray the prayers of the people together. We make our communal confessional prayer. And then the whole body of the Eucharistic words is a Eucharistic prayer. When the priest stands behind the altar and that whole thing that we say is offered to God as prayer, a prayer of remembrance and love and blessing. And the congregation's amen at the end of that is an affirmation of all that came before. Most of the meetings that I attend at Calvary start with prayer to focus the group and to ask God's blessing on our work. The prayer posse started a few years ago here during the rector search, and they continue their work of prayer with one another on our behalf. We pray in our prayers of the people for those people who have been listed in our narthex on the register, those who ask for our prayers. And we pray through our music, don't we? That's a prayer that we call praying twice through our music. Communal prayer winds in and out of this holy community. But the invitation to a holy Lent asks us to consider our own personal lives of prayer. In our own rule of life, does a daily time of prayer hold a place for you? In a perfect world, it would. A real, intentional time of focused prayer. Perhaps you start your day or you end your day in prayer. We try to teach our children and our grandchildren how to pray. We think about praying together at mealtime, whether we're alone or with a family. We try to think of praying first when we're faced with a quandary or a crisis before we poll our friends, our coworkers, our families about what we do. Perhaps we try to pray in the wee hours when all of the problems of the world crowd in. Personal prayers can be ritualized, they can be written out. We have lots and lots of those types of prayers in our Book of Common Prayer, which is in front of every one of you, that red book, which we don't open very often at Calvary because our whole service is beautifully put in the bulletin by Brian, and we're grateful. But in that Book of Common Prayer, you find all kinds of prayers. prayers for the morning, prayers for noonday, prayers for guidance, prayers for forgiveness, for healing, for thanksgiving, prayers for our children, for our nation. It's all in there if you want to find things written down. And in the outline of faith, what we used to call the catechism, in the back of the prayer book, on page 856, you can be reminded of the seven kinds of prayer that we have. So in a perfect world, delineated times of personal prayer, a time when we can open up space to talk to God and to listen to what God is saying would be just wonderful. And we can strive for that. But the only way we can really work toward that goal, I think, is to let go of the stress of not getting it right or trying to get it right. Because we have to first remember what it truly means to pray. This is not about checking a box on our day. And prayer is certainly not always about words. Maybe more often than not, it isn't about words. Prayer can be a feeling, a yearning, a silent plea that bubbles up without us even being aware of it. And there it is, our words reaching to heaven. It can be a help me, help me, help me that is a natural response to a frightening moment. It can be a thank you, thank you, thank you that feels just right when things work out the way that you hoped they would or when they just work out at all. It can be that wow when God's surprise happens right in front of you. A prayer can be a process, a journey of reconciliation between us and somebody that we have wronged. A prayer can be the amen that our heart utters when forgiveness truly happens. It can be that rush of recognition that you know what I'm talking about, that happens, just it comes over you without warning when you realize life is such an incredible blessing. And you realize that, yes, God is real. And paying attention, and that God is for you. The model for prayer is Christ. Jesus taught us how to pray in the words of the Lord's Prayer. He showed us how to pray in front of other people, quietly, in private, by leaving for a little while on retreat. And then there in the wilderness, where he finds himself today, Jesus shows us how his life of prayer has prepared him to deal with the temptations offered by the devil. Because right before Jesus entered the wilderness, he was baptized by John in the River Jordan. And in that moment of baptismal prayer, Jesus heard his name uttered by God as beloved. And so Jesus entered the wilderness carrying the blessing of beloved with him. A blessing prayer that bound him and protected him from anything that would isolate him from God's love. The point of prayer, the goal of prayer, the purpose of prayer is to fully know that we too are named as God's beloved. And that blessings from God, which are given to us always, no matter how we pray, are our strength in life. Promises from God that will help us as we face anything that might isolate us from God's love. Blessings that give us renewal for our life in Jesus Christ. This Lent, let us put aside these ideas of a perfect personal prayer life, because there's no such thing. Let us remember to simply pray. Just pray. Just go to prayer first, if you can, no matter the form it takes, and remember God's promise as you pray. You are my beloved child. I am with you always. Amen.